Federal prosecutors today recommended 21 months in jail for Thompson, while her attorneys argued she'd just be put on probation or home detention. But Federal District Judge Rudolph Randa said people need good and honest government, and that the public was cheated by Thompson's evaluation of competing travel proposals. So the judge sentenced Thompson to 18 months behind bars and fined her $4,000. Thompson and some family members cried during the sentencing, and she, her lawyers, and the U.S. Attorney's Office avoided the media afterwards. Jay Heck of the watchdog group Common Cause in Wisconsin calls Thompson's sentence harsh, but in line with those given for other recent corruption cases.
Scott Jensen in June, 15 months in prison was his sentence. So, you know, I think it indicates that there's some consistency in the courts about their tolerance for corruption.
Heck notes that Thompson was convicted of two felonies and could have been given up to 20 years in prison. Federal and state prosecutors have said they continue to talk about the Travelgate case, though no prosecutor is suggesting anyone else will be charged. Jay Heck says much is still possible.
You know, her argument in court and others have said that she was doing this to try to save money, but there has to be something more. And obviously the investigation, we hope, will uncover all the elements of this case. It's something that we really need to get to the bottom of. Whether that will happen before the election, I don't know.
Republicans are trying to use today's sentencing to influence the November election, blasting the ethics of the Doyle administration. Judge Randa will rule next month on whether to put off Thompson's prison sentence while she appeals her case. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.